When the 9/11 Commission report was published back in 2004, it received raves across the board and was nominated for a National Book Award. New York Times reporter Philip Sheenan has written a behind-the-scenes look at the many controversies that were ongoing inside the commission, some of which are publicly known, many of which are not. It's all in his new book, The Commission, The Uncensored History of the 9/11 Commission. In the second part of our interview, WMNF asked Philip Sheenan about former Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham's complaints. Graham was on the Senate Intelligence Committee when Congress did their own investigation of the 9/11 attacks, a report that was issued before the independent 9/11 Commission was formed. But Graham was extremely angry at the congressional report because he believed it went unbelievably soft on the Saudi government.
Well, he was angry for many reasons, and most of them were very justified. But the White House wouldn't allow him to release the report. Before the 9/11 Commission, there was a congressional investigation of the attacks, of the intelligence blunders, and Graham and his staff prepared a voluminous document, and the White House sat on it for months and months as they went through the process of declassifying it. Graham was also concerned that nobody was following up on leads that his investigators had come up with, showing a possible tie between the government of Saudi Arabia and some of the 9/11 hijackers. Graham had been hopeful that the 9/11 Commission would follow up aggressively on some of those tips, and the 9/11 Commission did follow up aggressively, but a lot of the material that they developed did not get into the final report.
There were two big personalities who testified in front of the 9/11 Commission that galvanized the nation when they did testify. Let's talk about the first one there that I want to refer to, and that's a former National Security Advisor, now current Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. What were the thoughts and perceptions of some of the Commission members regarding Rice's testimony?
Well, that was a remarkable day. Condi Rice, it seems, had really gone into that hearing intending to filibuster. She wasn't going to directly answer anybody's question. She was going to just play for time. One of the big controversies before the 9/11 Commission was who was telling the truth, Condoleezza Rice or Richard Clark, her terrorism deputy. Did the White House react appropriately and quickly to the flood of intelligence in 2001 about an imminent terrorist attack, or did it not? And I say the two of the most important public hearings that the commission held were to take testimony from Rice and Clark to hear them out.
Yeah, let's talk about Richard Clark, because that was huge when he did. And, of course, his book was coming out around that time, Against All Enemies. He certainly was considered a thorn in the side to the Bush administration, because where he was going to come down in terms of whether it was President Clinton in his 8 years in office and what he did or did not do to protect America versus the 8 months that President Bush was in office. Revisit those times for us.
In 2004, Richard Clark went public in a really explosive way. He produced this book, and he was making the allegation that in the spring and summer of 2001, that the government had been flooded with warnings of an imminent terrorist attack that might happen in the United States on American soil, and that he got no expressions of interest in these threats from either the president or from Condoleezza Rice, who was Clark's immediate boss. When he went public in 2004 with his book on 60 Minutes, there was real panic at the White House that this was a real threat to George Bush's reelection hopes, certainly a real threat to the reputation of Condoleezza Rice. There was a huge effort by the White House to destroy Clark's credibility. At the end of the day, certainly the staff of the 9/11 Commission came to believe that Clark's account was the one that was largely true.
Now, the commission ended up blaming structural flaws for the government's failure to protect the nation and recommended appointing a national intelligence director to ride herd over all of our intelligence agencies. Interestingly enough, in your book, Philip Sheenan, you write very early in your book that this is something that CIA Director George Tenet and his minions heard initially was going to be the case from the get-go.
There's an early scene in the book in which Philip Zelikow, the executive director, goes to the CIA and meets with a couple of Tenet's deputies and slams his hand on the table and announces that 9/11 in many ways is all the fault of the CIA and the intelligence community, that if there'd been a sort of super spy that was forcing all the spy agencies to cooperate, this wouldn't have happened. And to the minds of the CIA folks in the rooms, that this was all sort of a setup. They could see that Zelikow was going to blame Tenet and the CIA for 9/11. Now, I'll tell you that Zelikow denies this ever happened. He denies ever saying such things. But the folks, the CIA folks who were in the room insist that that's what happened.
Now, Philip Sheehan, you cover national security issues. We are, what, this 3 years now, 3.5 years after the 9/11 Commission report, produced the report, as it were. We do have an NIE director now. Do you, based on your reporting, do you think that's working better than what we had before?
I think it's probably too early to say, and there are a lot of critics in Washington who say that this new director of national intelligence doesn't have anything like the sort of powers that the 9/11 Commission recommended, and that really is just one more layer of bureaucracy.